Trumas Perikei Mishnah Ches 5:8, another fascinating Mishnah. Here, Mishnah says, Sa Truma Shnaflamea. You have one unit of Truma that falls into 100 units of Chulin. Lohispik Lagbia. You didn't have enough time to remove one unit to give to a Kohen. Ad Shnafla Acheres, until a second unit of Truma falls in. So now you have two units of Truma against 100 units of Chulin. So, Hareza Asura. Tanakama says, well, now you haven't got the requisite 100 times against, and therefore it's all forbidden. In other words, as the bartender explains, we would look at it as if two units fell in at the same time. You don't look at it as kama kama batel. You don't look at it as like one fell in and now the whole mixture becomes permitted and now a second one falls in. No. That's Tanakama according to the bartender. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says it's okay. Rabbi Shimon says that Rabbi Shimon says it's okay because you'll just remove two. It's as if one fell in and another fell in, which is consistent with Rabbi Shimon's shita that kol omad lizrok kazarok dami, his usual rule that appears elsewhere, which is if you were getting ready to do it, throwing out this piece of chulin, this piece of the one unit from the mix, and you didn't get a chance yet, it's as if it's been removed already. So it's just a matter of practicality of removing it. But the rabbis were leaning to such a case, says Rabbi Shimon, and if a second one falls in, so remove that too. Remember, midoraisa, you're going nowhere near the limits. It's just a question of durabanans, and according to Rabbi Shimon, the durabanan requirement to have 100 times against is, I'll call it waived, if you will, if you're just in the middle of removing it when a second one falls in, and everything's okay. That's what the Mishnah says, and that's that. Now, the problem is, and this is where the Bar Tanur brings this down, but the halacha also is going to reflect this complexity. In the Tosefta, which is a Tanaic source that's sort of contemporary with the Mishnah but comes to supplement the Mishnah, there's a statement of Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai ended up in the cave for 13 years. He went with his son, so this is his son, Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says that all assumes that he knew about it. He knew that the thing had fallen in. That is to say, according to the Bartanur's understanding, the Rabbi Shimon permits the mixture even though the second one fell in, because that assumes that he knew about it, and he knew the first one had fallen in, he was ready to take it out. And that's why since he was standing by ready to take it out, it's kol amud lizro kazarok domi, it's as if he was just a matter of practicality. So his knowledge of the mixture creates the effect of bittul, and let us not cross over the 100 times against one threshold, making the mixture forbidden when the second one falls in. Or just say the same thing in different words, we don't consider it to have all fallen in at once, the two units, because he had an awareness of the first unit it's falling in and intention to remove it before the second unit fell in. Fine. That's the Bar Tanur explains it. And he says, nevertheless, the halacha is like the Chachamim, of course. The problem is that the Rambam seems to understand that when Rabbi Elazar modified and said, that assumes that he was informed about the falling in, so the Chacham's understanding is what Elazar was saying was that his qualification was the Tanakama holds that it's forbidden when the second one falls in unless a person knew about the first one falling in. And if a person knew about the first one falling in prior to the second one falling in, then the first one does become batel in the mixture, and it becomes a mixture of a permissible mixture. And when another one falls in, it's still a permissible mixture. Kind of like the previous Mishnah, where we had said that, you know, as long as you don't cross the robe threshold, each time something new falls in, it's annulled as long as it doesn't matter that you're approaching, you've passed 100 to 1, as long as it's batel each step of the way. So according to the Rambam's understanding, Lechora, it would seem, that the qualification of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon and the Tosefta is, it's only usur in the event you didn't know that a second one fell in before you knew the first one fell in. And that's why it's like both falling at once. But if you did know, then it's not like them falling at once. And the Rambam therefore paskins that if one fell in and then you knew about it, and then before you get a chance to remove it, a second one falls in, the mixture remains permissible. And that, lechora, is the halacha l'maisa, because I assume the halacha does follow the Rambam. So, yes, might want to hear that Mishnah again. I'm not going to repeat it because I've said everything I need to say, and I hope it's clear.